I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is the culmination of a big week for me, Ted. You know, it feels like just yesterday when the Supreme Court ruled 7-2 to allow states to gamble or allow states to pass their own legislation on gambling.
That happened this week.
It happened this week, Monday. So I'm still basking.
That and you notice an afterglow. O'Neal. That's like a lot. That's a lot on the senses,
it's a
man.
Pretty good week. Yeah, it's a pretty good week. So, if there's one thing that I kind of get the sense of 5 days into this new world that we're in, it's that everybody's trying to wrap their arms around what all this means.
Yeah.
This is not like, hey, gambling's legalized, and now you can just gamble everywhere you want to. No. At its core, it's a states' rights issue. It just happens to be gambling that they're talking about here, but it's a states' rights issue, which the Supreme Court struck down, that the states have the right to decide what it is they do. Gambling-wise.
Crazy it took them this long to figure that out.
Yeah, well, it's funny you say
it was a law that was put in 1991?
92,
yeah.
PAPSA, or PASPA, whatever it is. And I think what it is, kind of like marijuana, where there's a stigma that comes with it, because it had been illegal for so long. States had the right to pass marijuana laws, too, for all these years. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, they could have, but because it's been,
demonized,
and there's a stigma with it. Yeah. Eventually, those bricks fall out of the wall. The wall comes down, and you go, this is so much more harmless than some of the things that are actually legal for us to do, that states get smart about it, not only from, in my opinion, a social standpoint, but also an economic standpoint. And I think gambling is similar to that. Like, these states all kind of, it's like the federal government was saying, okay, this is the precedent, and only Nevada is grandfathered in. It's like, no, wait a second. Look what they've been doing with weed. You know, the states are all passing their own weed laws. Why can't they pass their own gambling laws, too? It took 8 years to fight it, gambling, but it finally got passed. And so now people are trying to wrap their arms around it. I'll get to what it means in the NFL in a second. Here's the thing I'm most anxious to see as this gets rolled out, is the state-on-state competition in pocket areas where there are multiple states who have legalized it, and what the competition is like amongst those states. Because we see this with alcohol. Some states, I grew up in a state that was super strict with its alcohol laws. Connecticut, liquor stores closed at 8:00.
They weren't on Sundays too,
They weren't open on Sundays.
Yeah.
And so there were times we would just say, screw it, we'll wait till like 9:00, we'll go up to Massachusetts, because we grew up 5 minutes from Massachusetts. We'd just go up to Southwick and buy alcohol up there and do that. And I'm anxious to see if the gambling thing gets rolled out similarly to where, hey, in these states, you can gamble on sports, but your parlays can only be 3-teamers. Or the maximum bet you can place is $500. We know in the gambling mecca in Las Vegas, they'll do almost anything. That's what I'm anxious to see. How many states are almost do anything states like Las Vegas, and how much are going to kind of ease their way into it and say, nah, football, basketball, and baseball, that's it. Or just pro, not college. You know, because it'll be up to the states as to how they roll that out.
That's interesting.
I'll be fascinated to see that, especially in states like in the East where they're small states. And so, look, might some states make the Rockets a +240 underdog? But if you can drive 10 extra minutes and go get them for +260, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's funny how you're describing it. And somebody put it this way. It's kind of like it's a train that just left the station.
And then the tracks are everywhere.
Nobody knows where it's going to end.
Yeah.
And it can be kind of a runaway train. And it'll be interesting to see kind of what happens. I think a lot of states are going to kind of maybe see, well, let's see what happens. Let other people be the guinea pig. Other states be the guinea pig, be the kind of the trial balloon to see what worked for them, what didn't work.
No doubt.
It's amazing to me. There's so many layers and nuances and things that you have to keep in mind. I mean, college versus pro. I didn't even think about Sean having one state has a one spread and another state has a completely different spread on the same game. like, that's kind of mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to all, you know, be able to corral that and make it work so that it's everyone's happy about it?
Yeah,
you know?
Like, if you knew that you were getting a better price on a team and you lived right near the state border, I'll drive 10 extra minutes.
But so,
I hear I'm going to get minus one. Or I'll drive right over the state border and use an app.
That's what you said to me yesterday that
was,
okay, so, I mean, the apps on the phone is maybe something that's really going to be hard for me. Wow, that you can just boom, boop, and you can bet, which that's a brave new world. I mean, that will be fascinating to see. But you said it. Like, if you just drive into a state where it's legal.
I live in West Virginia, borders Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing over in Pennsylvania that XYZ Sportsbook is given plus 270 on the Rockets. Why? For, you, the way you look at it is, I'm going to place a $200 bet. That's okay. If I win, I'm going to get 40, 50 extra bucks.
What is the fear of, like, okay, the big, what is it, one of the biggest fears about legalizing gambling is that people won't be able to control themselves, and it's going to be out of control, and then lives are going to fall apart, and it's going to be the ruin of our society is all. I've been in a lot of different treatment centers for different addictions. I met one guy who got a gambling addiction, and he played Texas Hold'em all the time. That was his game of choice.
Yeah.
But, and I've been in a lot of them, and I've met a lot of different addicts. I didn't see a lot of gambling addicts there. I mean, there are. We get it. But I just there's more alcohol and drug addictions going on than the betting addictions at least from my experience.
It's harder to sniff out. Like, you can sometimes, I think, see the effects of addiction with the other drugs just because there are physical effects.
Yeah.
But gambling's a little different from that standpoint. Here's the thing. This is the myth that is the foundation on which all of the fear is built, is that what you just said. Well, if we legalize gambling, then now there's a chance that games could be fixed, and there's a chance that people could get addicted to gambling.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, head in the sand. This stuff's all going on right now anyways. People that want to gamble are gambling right now. There are local bookies in all of these places if people want to gamble. That whole underworld is not being administered nor admonished or punished at all right now. So the chance to get addicted to gambling is out there. You don't have to live in Las Vegas to get addicted to betting on sports. Mm-hmm. You can live anywhere you want to now and get addicted to betting on sports. If you want to fix a game, you can fix a game. There have been game fixes that have been going on for the last however many years. Here's what happens when it all gets brought to the surface and it becomes legal, is there's actual oversight. There's actual
rules and policies
that are put in place. Yeah.
And restrictions. You're right. It's funny, you know, and you're right, because, I mean, alcohol, which is legal, you know, if you're over the age of 21, how many alcohol-related deaths are there a year? I mean, it's
with underage people who aren't legal drinkers.
You're right. So it is shocking that it's fine taking this long, but I don't think now that it is illegal, at least in New Jersey, and that's maybe going to be the beginning of other states doing it, it's going to be the downfall of this society.
Shows like
The Bachelor and Bachelorette. That's really more.
Okay,
of that, the
that's
kinda,
really a low blow to bring
really
that up.
Bring
with 15 seconds left in the 15 seconds
time,
left.
We
got to
get out for a break.
Real quick, and I know I'm going to get Seattle here, but real quick, the one thing I was going to say, and I'll save this for John McClain as well, because I am curious his take on it. This whole gambling thing as relates to the NFL. This is going to help the NFL tremendously, I think, in bringing back in younger viewers, younger consumers of the NFL that are constantly doing things on their phone, that are into some of these games of chance, that now have a reason to root for football and things like that I think are a little more sophisticated than we maybe all were when we were in our 20s and 30s about stuff like that. I think it's going to bring the younger viewer, at least help bring the younger consumer back in for the NFL.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.